At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jeff Parles. Welcome in. First go around for me here on the VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast. We have a loaded card here on Saturday, March 4th in college basketball, the final regular season day for the Power Conference. There's also a huge fight in UFC. John Bones Jones makes his return to the octagon as long awaited. We haven't seen him since February of 2020 in the octagon. So let's get to it. Let's start off in college basketball. And we're going to start in Austin, Texas. Let's start there. To me, the best game of the day in college hoops. Kansas on the road in Austin. We have seen this matchup once already in Lawrence. Kansas got the job done at home that day. 88-80. Very, very quickly paced game. 76 possessions. The highest possession game Kansas has played this year. Now, you look at the way these two teams play. Texas, again, has endured a lot this year. Of course, Chris Beard getting fired for the off-the-court incident involving him and his fiance. Rodney Terry has done a really good job as the interim. Texas has been better on offense than defense, which you wouldn't have expected. 18th in KenPom on offense, 25th on defense. They do play quicker. 66th in tempo at 70 possessions a game. That's a pretty quick tempo, all things considered. KU, number 7 in KenPom. I think KenPom is extraordinarily low on how good this team really is. 14 quad one wins. If they win against Texas, they will have 15 quad one wins. That is by far the most in the country. With a win in Texas, that should be more than enough to give Kansas the number one seed in the Midwest region, which is in Kansas City this year. Last time I checked, 40 minutes from Lawrence. So really easy commute as opposed to going elsewhere for KU if they got that number one seed in that regional. Look, they've already beat Texas. This is a 3.5-point line. This has been one-way traffic on Texas. Open 2, up to 3.5. Now, I understand why Kansas is getting bet against here. This is a dead spot for Kansas. They clinched yet another league title earlier in the week with a win at home against Texas Tech. So not much to play for in this game against a really good Texas team. With a win, the Horns would have a shot of getting the number 2 seed. They would need some help with a loss by Kansas State, who is an underdog. We'll get to that game in a second against West Virginia. And Baylor, who is a favorite against Iowa State in this Saturday slate. But in the end here, looking at this game, and I'm going to go against the herd. This is going to be a pro v Joe game, I would imagine, where the pros are going to be on Texas. I'm going to go against the pros, and I'll be on. I'm okay with being on the square side every once in a while. I like Kansas. I think they're the better basketball team. Now, can't say it's a totally square side with Matt Eumanns and Greg Peterson both like Kansas in the Circa College Basketball Invitational. So I can't say it's that square of a play, but look, I think a lot of sharper bettors are going to be on Texas in this game. But Kansas is just such a good basketball team. They are so well coached. They are so mentally tough. And Jalen Wilson is the best player on the court. And I think Texas's guards will struggle with the defensive pressure that is given to them by KU's guards, especially DeJuan Harris, who is the most underrated player in the country. When DeJuan Harris plays well, Kansas doesn't lose. When they've lost this year, a lot of those games, especially the Tennessee game, Harris fouled out, only played less than 15 minutes in that game. When DeJuan Harris is playing well, Kansas is awfully difficult to beat. So I like KU. Wouldn't shock me to win outright. I'll take the 3.5 with the Kansas Jayhawks against Texas. Let's go to an earlier game, noon Eastern in College Station, Alabama, Texas A&M. Alabama's already clinched a number one seed in the SEC tournament. A&M's already clinched a number two seed in the SEC tournament. This open Alabama 1-point favorite. A&M's been bet all the way to a 2.5-point favorite at DraftKings. 150 the total. I am not going to touch this game. I would look, if this gets to 3, it's going to be very hard to pass Alabama. Now, again, this is kind of like the Kansas-Texas game we just talked about. This is a brutal spot for Alabama. Brutal. Brutal spot for them. Coming off an overtime, massive comeback win against their biggest rival, Auburn, to lock up the number one seed in the SEC tournament. And probably lock up the number one overall seed in the NCAA tournament. But this is another case. Alabama is just a better basketball team than A&M. Now, A&M has been an amazing story this year. A&M going into Christmas this year, lost to Wofford on the 20th of December. They were 6-5. They had losses to Murray State, Colorado, Boise, Memphis, and Wofford. Two of those teams are sub-200 KenPom. Their best non-com win, according to KenPom, a road win at DePaul. Not great. But all they've done since then is rack off 14-3 in the SEC, and they've been as good as anyone in that conference other than Alabama. So they have a great story. I understand why people have bet A&M, sort of the same deal as the Texas game. Dead spot for the Tide off of a dramatic come-from-behind win against your biggest rival. Tough spot for Bama. If it gets to 3, I probably will bite on the Tide. If not, it's a pass, but there are going to be a lot of bettors on A&M. And if it comes back to the pack, I don't mind laying. If it gets back to 1.5, I don't mind laying 1.5 with A&M or laying a short money line price with the Aggies. It is a very good spot for them and a very bad spot for Alabama. Now let's get to my favorite bet of the day in college basketball. A game that I think, I have my own numbers that I do on college basketball. Kansas State is at West Virginia. West Virginia is 17-13 overall, but top 20 in KenPom and beloved by a lot of metrics this year. They are a 5 or a 5.5-point favorite at home against Kansas State. Kansas State is playing much better after their lull. They had a lull where they lost 4 out of 5, 5 out of 7, where they lost to Kansas, Texas, Texas Tech, Oklahoma with a win mixed in sprinkled against TCU. But since then, they've won 4 in a row, beat Iowa State and Baylor, beat the Oklahoma teams back what they were, the team that they were for the majority of the season, K-State. So I think this line is off by multiple points. Now, look, could West Virginia win this game by double digits? Of course. It's not an exact science. We know this. If you're listening to the podcast, you know that it's not an exact science, this fun sports betting thing we do on a daily basis. But this just feels like something is so off that it's like, what am I missing here? Great guard play on K-State. Keontae Johnson, but one of the best stories in the country. Great player. I think you're getting the bargain getting 5. If you somehow get 6 by tip, I don't think you will. I think that's if it gets a 6, I'll take even more. But I am on K-State already. Getting 5. I like it at 4.5. I like it at 4. I like it all the numbers out there. I even like Kansas State outright. My numbers made this a pick. So I have no problem with taking a shot at a +170 underdog in K-State. I'll take the 5 very happily with the Wildcats. That's my best play of Saturday in college basketball. And then one more for the smaller conference tournaments. Southern Miss, number one seed in the Sun Belt, 12:30 Eastern time tip. Against South Alabama, 1-8. The one seed's only favored by 1.5. You don't see that very often. But here's the deal. You're dealing with, for me, the 2 of the 3 best teams in that conference. South Alabama underachieved in the regular season conference, but they're really talented. They're really good. Southern Miss, you could argue, overachieved. Picked at the bottom, near the bottom half of the league. Win the league regular season. Long bloated odds out there in futures markets on regular season odds. You can get a -120 money line at DraftKings. I think that's pretty good on Southern Miss. They're the better team. They beat South Alabama earlier in the year. I think the Golden Eagles match up really well with the Jaguars. And in the end, this comes down to a matchup. Yeah, there's a little bit of an advantage for South Alabama, more familiarity with the arena in Pensacola, Florida, because they already played one game already in the 8-9 that they won. But Southern Miss is the better basketball team, and they match up better with South Alabama. It is hard to pass up that type of scenario. So we're going to take Southern Miss minus 120 in that one. The second best game of the day, I got to bring it up, even though I don't have a bet, UCLA and Arizona. UCLA is playing for a potential one seed in the NCAA tournament. This is a 10 o'clock Eastern late night tip in LA at Pauley Pavilion in Westwood. It's a 5-point line. UCLA favorite at DraftKings. First time these teams met, Arizona won 58-52 in a low scoring, not as slow as you would expect for that low scoring game in Tucson. I probably would look to bet under 148. It's a dangerous game in Arizona games because they're bad defensively and they play really fast. But because of the way UCLA plays, if UCLA is able to inflict their will tempo-wise, this is probably an under game. I don't want to lay 5. Number seems right. I added it 4.5. So UCLA, Arizona lean to the under at 148. All right, before we leave here today, let's look at this. Let's look at the main event. Again, I'm not a huge UFC guy, but I have to bring it up. Gane and Bones Jones in the main event here in Vegas, UFC 285. The first time we've seen Bones Jones in the octagon since February of 2020. 2020. This is pre-pandemic. This is the last time we saw Bones Jones in the ring. Gane's plus 150 against Bones Jones. I think it's worth a little sprinkle on the dog here. Now, I'm no UFC expert. I want to just preface that. But when you have someone who hasn't been in the octagon for 3 whole years, and you're facing a fighter the quality of Gane, that is a hard thing to walk back in and win. So plus 150, I think, is good. Now, the one caveat here is people are probably going to blindly fly in and bet Jones, even with laying a price. So don't be surprised by the time this match goes, that you are getting a better price on the dog. So I would look at an underdog price on Ciryl Gane when you get closer to match time in UFC 285. That would be what I look at. So there you go. Small lean on Gane in UFC. Southern Miss minus 120 on the money line in the Sun Belt. Kansas plus 3.5. Against Texas, and then K-State, my favorite bet of the day on Saturday, March 4th, plus 5 against West Virginia. That's what I'm looking at. All right, that's all the time we have here on the VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast. Of course, wherever you're listening to your podcast, make sure you tune in. We'll have another edition on Sunday, and of course, Monday through Friday, as always, on this podcast. I'm Jeff Parles. Good luck on all your bets on this wonderful Saturday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.